HPR's Kuve Hirishi joins us this morning. All eyes will be now on where the investigations into multiple ethics complaints linked to the Ke Alohas go from here. Kuvehi, they were, apparently on pause while these criminal cases were going forward?
That's right. So they've got two. The Honolulu Ethics Commission has currently two open investigations into what's being characterized as misuse of city resources by the Ke Aloha, so both ex-police chief Louis Ke Aloha and deputy prosecutor, former deputy prosecutor Catherine Ke Aloha, his wife. Apparently they had installed cameras on their property for surveillance, and that was city property, and also used several members of the police force, a particular investigative unit, to sort of surveil in the case with her uncle, right, Gerard Puana, who they tried to frame for the theft of their mailbox. So that investigation is still open. Those two cases are still open, but they are awaiting the results of the federal criminal investigations and trials. So it's been on hold for about 5 years now, maybe 4 years actually. But at the recent Ethics Commission meeting, the Ethics Commission was basically defending its handling of these complaints. So for folks who may not have caught up on this, the commission launched a series of investigations back in 2014 that stalled a year later after its main investigator and the former or main prosecutor and former director of the Honolulu Ethics Commission, Chuck Tato, was pulled from the case. And this happened, according to the commission, because of ethics complaints filed by the Ke Alohas against Tato for things like conflict of interest, things that Tato himself has said are unfounded allegations. But it was enough to get the commission to pull Tato off that case. And also in that process, the Caldwell administration did not renew the contract for the lead investigator in that case, Letha Decares, who had kind of gone through a lot of the legwork on the case. So,
and we should point out that she was a former employee of the police department.
She was HPD captain, mm-hmm. exactly. So her insight into the inner workings of HPD, but also her connection and relationships with some of those at the higher levels of HPD, was something that the investigation had some value in, you know, pursuing. But Victoria Marks, so now the chair of the Honolulu Ethics Commission, basically wanted to set things straight in this recent meeting on Wednesday, and this is what she had to say.
We're moving along. We're just doing our job the best we feel we can. I think there's been misinformation out there, as I said, and that, you know, we hired a prosecutor to take over the Ke Aloha cases. We hired an investigator to take over those things. And we were dealing with three lawsuits brought by the Ke Alohas at the same time. There is an awful lot going on.
That's right. So on top of complaints against Tato and Decares by the Ke Alohas, there were civil lawsuits that were filed for same thing, sort of this unfair, unfounded investigation or witch hunt into the Ke Alohas was what those civil cases were characterized as. But Chuck Tato, the former director of the commission, was at the meeting himself and did testify, saying he wasn't convinced at all by the timeline or by the commission's sort of defending themselves. He sees things as, so after he went ahead and he was pulled from the case, and Decares was also pulled from the case, the lead investigator, or her contract wasn't renewed, he went ahead and resigned. And there was a lot of controversy surrounding that from onlookers on the outside, thinking that the commission had actually forced him out, and or the Caldwell administration had forced him out under pressure. But he, Tato, had said at the meeting that, you know, it wasn't any direct order to resign. He just felt he really wasn't able to do his job. And so here's Tato after the commission meeting.
We wanted to be squeaky clean. We didn't.
The Ke Alohas did not say fire Chuck Tato or tell me to resign or anything like that. The problem was I was unable to do my job once those cases were taken away from me. You can't take a case that's been worked up for a year and the hundreds of hours of Letha. I think at that point Letha had probably interviewed 50 witnesses. You can imagine trying to interview 50 police officers, especially at the highest level.
That's right. So right now they do have Lincoln Ishida, a former corporation counsel from the Big Island, from Hilo, who's got a lot of experience in this particular type of investigation. And he's currently overseeing will oversee the prosecution of these two particular cases. Now, Tato had said when he left, when he resigned from the commission, they had around 17 estimated cases open, so complaints against either Kealoha in various sort of degrees of seriousness, including possible corruption. So Tato was sort of, you know, kind of perplexed as to what happened to the other cases. According to the commission, they aren't made aware of every single case that comes through the commission staff. They do end up at the commission meetings, but they don't particularly are not always addressed. So that's the line that they're taking, at least. But this is what Marks had to say for why Tato was pulled off the case.
We wanted to be squeaky clean. We didn't want anything that we did to be tainted in any way. Hindsight's always 20/20, but in the moment, there was an apparent conflict of interest.
So right now, I think everything's on hold in terms of the ethics complaints against the Kealohas. We do know that Catherine Kealoha, both have been found guilty in the federal charges for obstruction of justice and also for corruption, but that Catherine is in jail and the former police chief has been free on bail. So these issues will not go away. It will be interesting once the criminal cases are taken care of to see whether or not the Ethics Commission will pursue these ethics complaints, because essentially, I mean, they've got no money. They've really got nothing. The Kealohas have nothing. So it will be, I guess, a sense of vindication for people like Tato to figure out, you know, how this goes.
I think the overarching, though, concern that some folks might have is the cost of the taxpayers, because the commission is looking at hiring outside counsel, and it's just like, where does it end?
That's a great point, and that point was raised at the recent meeting, especially with having to figure out. So the complaints that were lodged against Tato and DeCares as well is also under investigation by an outside prosecutor in terms of whether or not they had any sort of vindictive pursuing of the Kealohas in the ethics complaints. So both investigations still ongoing, and we'll see where it goes.
Right. Lots of pressure on the Ethics Commission now, though, and we'll have to be tracking those meetings.
Exactly.
And the next one is next month, I think.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Kuvehi.
Thanks, Catherine.
We've been chatting with HPR's Kuvehi Hiraishi about the ethics issue linked to the public corruption case of Louis Kealoha and his wife, Catherine.